This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fantasy Pros NFL Draft Special. I am your host, Thor Nystrom. Today, I'm joined by NBC Sports' Connor Rogers to discuss our top three cornerbacks and safeties in this year's draft and maybe toss out a sleeper or two. You can find Connor on Twitter at Connor J. Rogers. Connor, it's great to have you on. Why don't you get us started by talking about your third cornerback in this class?
Yeah, man, it's great to be here, obviously. We've known each other, I feel like, for a long time now. And the rankings at this group is, you know, one of the deeper ones, I think, when you look at it. It was kind of tough to get to that third corner with how much talent is in that second tier of corners. For me, I landed on Joey Porter Jr. I mean, the length, the ability to press. I think you really have to have a plan for him, of course. You're not going to take Porter. He's going to be this twitchy guy that's going to line up on an island all the time with wide receivers. But the ability to disrupt at the line of scrimmage, the ability to jam routes, he's got the arms down to the ground where at the catch point, he can play tough. He could fight through the ball. But you'd like to see the takeaways obviously go up with it, with the aspect of his game. But he's a guy that can tackle. He can help you out in run support. He's going to hold up on the outside. We always talk about how important that size and length is at corner. And he checks those boxes in a big time way. So Porter was who I landed on. Obviously, guys like Deontay Banks and Cam Smith and DJ Turner, Keely Ringo, they were well, you know, earned to be in that discussion, but Porter kind of stood out to me amongst that group.
So I actually have Joey Porter second in this class. We'll talk about your second and my third in a second, flipping it around. But I think he's the best press man cover corner in this class. And you talk about the length, it's ludicrous. 34-inch arm length, tied Julius Brents for the longest in this class, almost has an 81-inch wingspan, which is just ridiculous. And obviously he tested really well. He is so physical on the outside. He loves getting his hands on receivers. And once he does, and he does every time, he funnels you where he wants you to go off the line. Really like his game. And of course, we have to mention the NFL bloodlines, which the NFL loves. And this kid just knows how to play football. So it's obvious that dad was teaching him a lot of stuff along the way. So Joey Porter, my second one. Connor, tell us your second one, who is my third corner in the class.
Yeah, for me, that's Christian Gonzalez from Oregon. And you go back to the size and length, and you look at the corners that have been drafted over the years and the success rate, and the guys like Sertan and J.C. Horn and, of course, Sauce Gardner. And you just look at Gonzalez and go, maybe he's not up to the level of those guys, but he's pretty dang close. He's an excellent athlete. Once again, I love that length. It really matters so much. I thought he played a really clean game. When you transfer from Colorado to Oregon, you look at a player and go, okay, well, the stakes are going to be a little bit higher. How is he going to react in those moments? And not really called for penalties. I thought the technique was really good, fluid in his back pedal, can flip his hips. Another guy that I thought, you know, what I loved about him, Thor, honestly, is that he found the ball this year. That was a big question for me when I saw him over summer. You watch a Colorado, you go, well, is he a guy that's going to be able to find the football and make big plays? And I think he really proved to be able to do that. I mean, you look at the 4 interceptions, 9 forced incompletions. He's really built a creative corner in terms of the build. He's got 176 press coverage snaps this year out of over 400 coverage snaps. So experience in press, not a big hitter, but a good low wrap-up tackler. He can cover a lot of ground with his strides. That deep speed is really so important at the next level. When you're out on an island on the outside and you have guys that are going to run vertical, can you stay in stride? Can you stay in the hip pocket? And then can you hold up when the play goes above the rim? So I really, really liked what I saw from Gonzalez, and I like his never too high, never too low mentality.
Yeah, no one is going to out-athlete Christian Gonzalez at the next level. That much we can say for sure. 4.38 speed in that enormous package for a corner, 6'1 and a half, 197 he weighed in at, but he's going to play games in the NFL over 200. And then the jumps were ridiculous too. 41 and a half inch broad over, or I'm sorry, 41 and a half inch vertical, of course, over 11 feet broad. So like he had all that stuff going on. He is a world-class athlete. Like I said, going back to high school, a track star in that bigger package or whatever. He's super duper hard to shake, that guy, just because he moves so dang well. You mentioned the press man stuff. That's where you want him. I don't think you want him in zone. You'd sort of be stepping out there into the unknown a little bit. The one thing I wonder about with him, it's will the instincts ever get to the, you know, for instance, the level that Joey Porter's are, or certainly the instincts of the first guy that we're going to talk about here in a second. That's the only thing I wonder about with his game. I do like what you mentioned about the ball skills, those improving. That was a big open-ended question with Christian Gonzalez. Those need to keep improving. He's not elite at that yet, but if he ever gets there, that's where it could get scary with him. But just because of a couple of those questions and me liking Porter just a little bit more, I have Porter just slightly ahead of him in my rankings. But that brings us to both of our cornerback one. For me, this one isn't close. This guy is cornerback one in this class with a bullet. Connor, tell us about Devin Witherspoon of Illinois.
Oh, man, what's not to love here, Thor? I mean, this is some of the most fun you'll have watching tape of this draft class. He's one of the best players in the draft. I can't emphasize that enough. It's interesting to me when we have the conversation about Will Anderson and Tyree Wilson. Why don't we talk more about Devin Witherspoon as one of the best overall players in this draft? And you just look at what he did this year. He allowed 22 catches on 63 catchable targets. He only gave up 6 first downs. He had 3 picks. He had 18 more forced incompletions, a 25.0 passer rating when targeted on 400 coverage snaps. I mean, he's got the highlight reel hits in the run game and against the screens and the swing passes. He could play inside. He could play outside, over 500 snaps outside, 100 snaps in the slot. I mean, he reminds me of Jaire Alexander. Honestly, that click and close is a very, very unique trait to have at that level, and he's got it. The ability to stay sticky with wide receivers. He's loud. He's brash. He could bring a totally different mentality to the back end of your defense. If you're looking to kind of flip the culture and make a tough guy back end of the defense, he can bring that. Did a good job of that at Illinois. So I love this player. I think you can make an argument for him that he's got the best tape in the draft this year if you were just doing 2022. And I'm with you. He absolutely earned this cornerback number one spot.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the stats. They're stupid. They look like typos. He was targeted 62 times last year, only allows the 22 receptions, 3 interceptions, 14 pass breakups, and didn't allow any touchdowns, 25.3 opposing NFL quarterback rating against. That stuff's all stupid. But then you haven't even talked about the run defense yet. Connor, I thought it was so interesting when you were at the NFL Combine. I checked out a couple of your videos where you were interviewing the prospects. I thought your interview with Devin Witherspoon was really interesting. A couple of things stood out to me. He brought up immediately about, like, he took pride being in the Big Ten, a more physical run-heavy type conference, of that run defense, like crashing down without hesitation every single time and trying to stick his shoulder into someone. I thought that was really interesting. And the other thing I thought was interesting was when you asked him about the guy in the NFL that he sort of like patterns his game after his studies, I thought his answer was really interesting. Can you speak to that and tell the people who he sort of looks up to and tried to pattern his game after?
Yeah, how about Darrelle Revis? Pretty good, right? I mean, seriously. And that's, you know, I grew up here in New York and watched Revis in practice at times at the Jets facility. There was nothing like it in terms of the compete, the intensity, the preparation, the technique. I think what we get lost in sometimes, especially at cornerback, is strength pound for pound. And when you look at Witherspoon, just because he's 185, in terms of that pound for pound strength, what he can do to you in different phases of coverage, is so physical. So I loved when he brought up that comparison, because it's not one that you hear from a lot of guys, because Revis wasn't the biggest corner. Revis wasn't, you know, necessarily always looked at as this prototype at corner, yet he went out and you can argue he's the greatest man-to-man coverage corner of all time, definitely of his era. And Witherspoon obviously really likes to copycat that pride and that style and that preparation and really get inside the mind of wide receivers, because he comes to the field so ready and kind of knows what they're going to do pre-snap. It's like having a really smart quarterback identify everything at the line of scrimmage. Witherspoon comes to the game with that mentality. So I appreciate you shouting that out. I loved getting to know him and talk to him and really kind of get inside the mind of this one of the special players of this draft.
Yeah, I love that kid's game. And if he's not taken by the Detroit Lions at six after they traded Jeff Okuda, I'm going to be pretty surprised. You look up kneecap biter in the dictionary, you're going to see Devin Witherspoon's picture. So we'll see about that. Connor, before we move on to safeties, I have to put this on everybody's radar. Fantasy Pros will be live for the first round of the NFL draft for instant reactions to all the draft picks. You can find that on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros. The coverage begins next Thursday night, Thursday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, Connor, let's move on to safeties. Can you tell the people who your third safety in this class is?
Yeah, so this is a different turn here, right? The corner class, I think, is loaded with star talent. I think the safety class, you're looking for a lot of depth. But, of course, there's talent at the top. Number three for me was Jordan Battle from Alabama. He's just sound, smart, experienced on the back end. Obviously, if you are that guy in Nick Saban's defense, you don't just fall into that by accident. So you look at Battle. He's got the size. I think he could play as a strong safety. I think he could also play some free for you. One of three permanent team captains for Alabama in 2022. You know, this guy is a leader on the back end, kind of that last line of defense that you really like. Tough and tested in coverage. I like his eyes on the back end. When he's sitting in zone, when he's going into his drop, he understands how to read the quarterback. He understands how to take away the big play and also sniff out the stuff underneath. In 2021, he played a ton of free safety, but he's also played in the slot. He's played in the box. I think he's a strong tackler, especially stopping the catch and run kind of threats, competes at the catch point, and he kind of has that sixth sense of where the quarterback's looking to go pre-snap and trying to take that away. So, listen, Battle's not the flashiest. He's not the biggest or the greatest athlete or going to be a superstar with 9 interceptions in a single season, but I thought he was a model of consistency, Thor, that in this class, that means something.
It sure does, and I like what you brought up about his length. Jordan Battle, it's sort of deceiving. He's a well-built kid and everything like that. His wingspan, it's even longer than you would think from his frame. He has the same arm length as J.L. Skinner in this class. J.L. Skinner, the kid that's 6'4" or whatever, 3 inches taller or whatever than Battle, and they have the exact same arm length. I have Battle just outside of my top three because I had to make room for Quan Martin of Illinois. Since we're going to talk about Illinois defensive backs, I better bring this kid up. We're not going to mention Sidney Brown, but he ain't too far out of my top three either. But Quan Martin, the thing I like about him, it's his versatility in the secondary. Obviously, he has proved that he can play in the nickel. You can also play him deep. He has cornerback traits. He has safety traits. So you can do all sorts of different stuff with him. Very muscular kid. He also has really good arm length as well. He's sticky in the man coverage due to that athletic package and his swivel hips. And I like how he attacks the ball. And when he's deep, he closes on it really, really quickly. He has that quick trigger and the acceleration, both when he's getting after it in the run, when he's closer to the box, but also crashing down to the catch point when he's coming from deep. So I like Quan Martin's game, and I have him as my safety three. Connor, moving on, our top two safeties, we have the same rankings for these guys. So tell everyone who our second safety is in this class.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Martin because he's safety four for me. And, Battle was 73 on the big board and Martin was 80. So I think that's a really, really close call between them. It's a matter of what you like. Safety two for me is Antonio Johnson from Texas A&M. And now he's a little bit of a different kind of cat, right? If you're looking for somebody that's going to do a lot of his work at his second and third level of the field, deeper route stuff, Johnson's not going to be for you. He's just not that kind of guy. I didn't see the ability to flip the hips and turn and run downfield. Now, if you want somebody that's a game wrecker at the line of scrimmage and can kind of be a tough guy in the slot and match up with tight ends or running backs in the flats, this is the guy. He's played in the slot. He's played a ton of box safety. He's got a long frame. He can cover ground. I think he's a guy that devours screens. He loves to run through contact. He's not afraid to take on pulling offensive linemen. I thought he had a really fast trigger on throws in the flats and those quick outs. So with Johnson, to me, he's somebody that you love that in that, you know, 7 yards in front of him and around him, he's a disruptor. He can really shake up plays. He can make guys feel his hits. If you're looking for somebody to be more of a roamer on the back end, that's not his game. So maybe he's a little bit more one-dimensional as a strong safety, but what his work in that field as a big slot, what he's able to do, Thor, it was pretty special stuff in terms of just the – it's one of those things where he's so good at that coming downhill and blowing plays up that should value as a second-round pick to me.
Yeah, I love how you set that up. With him, he's just fine in, you know, as the nickel defender, as long as it's the bigger slot guy, right? Like, you don't want to put him on one of those small, shifty guys.
No.
You know, like, for that day, you know, if that's who your matchup is that game, you're going to want to play him, you know, as more just the box safety, whatever, but have, you know, just a true a cornerback nickel kind of guy out there that can stay with the shitty guys. But Johnson can trail everybody else. The tight ends, he is perfectly fine with. You mentioned he's also good in coverage against the running backs. So his coverage game, it's situational specific like that, but the organization that's grabbing him, they're going to know that, and the staff is going to use him correctly, you would assume. And then I love what you said about him in terms of run defense and the reason why he's so good in the box, you know, adding like another linebacker out there. That kid gets after it. He loves to hit people. He is a hit man. He brings the hammer when he gets there, and he triggers downhill so fast. He's so enthusiastic with the run defense is one thing that you love about his game. And you mentioned how well built he is and everything like that. So he is a very interesting player. And for what he does well, he should maybe even be ranked a little bit higher, like on our big boards. It's just that there are some of those limitations, and the usage specific things is I think the reason why he's going to go in the second round as opposed to being talked about as a late first round guy. And speaking of the first round, Connor, tell everybody about our first safety. And I would presume the first safety on everyone's board in the industry.
Yeah, for me, it's Brian Branch. It's fascinating to see how, you know, people evaluate him. A lot of people view him as falling under that corner bucket because he lived in the slot. And I think that's kind of a way to, you know, make him sound one dimensional when he's not. I saw him in the mold of somebody that can play strong safety, can be your slot corner, can really do it all. He's such a good tackler. He kind of has the demeanor of an old school safety when he's coming downhill or blitzing. He kind of plays with his hair on fire in that mold. He's a guy that can get his hands on you because he's very strong with compact strength. I think he can give you a little bit more meat on the bone in terms of being a traditional safety. We just didn't get to see it all the time, Thor, because of his role at Alabama as that slot guy. But you talk about a tight ends eraser, but also somebody that I think can survive out there against the smaller, shiftier slot receivers as well, just because of how physical he is, whether it's before the throw, whether it's at the catch point, whether it's doing dirty work in the box. Obviously, once again, the ability to blitz and create and disrupt and really make big time plays. Branch is a really, really good football player. The athleticism might not show it. He might not have this rare physical round one profile in terms of speed and quickness, but just how technically sound he is, knowing that you could trot him out there in the slot, or when a team goes to heavier personnel packages with two tight ends, he can kick into the box and come down with no fear, but also not really give up any ground if he has to cover a seam route. That's why Branch is so highly valued in a safety class that doesn't have a lot of high-end talent.
He reminds me so much of a kid from the last class that I was banging the table for the entire process, and I actually ranked him as a first-round guy. He falls into the second and had a fabulous rookie season, Jalen Petrie. It's sort of the same thing. Petrie was played in the slot by Baylor the entire time, but when you watch the Baylor games, it was like, who is this kid who was always around the ball? Like he was just always there, even though, you know, he appeared to be small, he was smaller. And then, you know, he goes to the pre-draft process and didn't test like, you know, the greatest athlete on earth. But for multiple seasons, I had seen that kid every single offensive play, no matter where the ball ended up, Jalen Petrie was right there, whether it was making the tackle or whether he was just around the pile. It's a very similar thing with Brian Branch, and both of them bring that tackling efficiency as well. So when they get on the doorstep, you're going down. It don't matter how big you are, how athletic you are, both those guys, the form tackling and everything like that is exceptional. Branch is even better at that. Branch is one of the best tackling safeties or tackling nickels, however you want to put it, that we've seen come out in recent years, certainly since I've been doing this. I wrote in my notes, Mensa level football IQ, knows what's coming before it happens. So that's one way that both he and Petrie were able to sort of add a step on the front end to sort of mitigate any of the athleticism things. Because if you see it before it happens and you're already moving there, well, you're going to get there quicker than even kids that are more athletic than you and stuff like that. So I just really appreciate his game. It seems like he is going to go in the first round, justifiably so. Jalen Petrie should have gone in the first round as well. Connor, before we move on and just toss out our sleeper before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about Fantasy Pros' 2023 NFL Draft Guide. We've got you guys covered with player profiles, mock drafts, big boards, and prop bet picks, all for free. Get ahead of the game with our 2023 NFL Draft Guide at fantasypros.com/draftguide. Premium subscribers also get access to our NFL draft position rankings and our Discord, where you can interact directly with our analysts. All right, Connor, before we get out the door here, I wanted to hear who your favorite defensive back sleeper is in this class, because I know you dig deep. I have to imagine that you found a diamond.
Yeah, so I wanted to go a little deeper here, right, and look for more of a day three guy. And I look at Jason Taylor, the safety from Oklahoma State, who, you know, you look at the ball production this year. He had a big breakout year in 2022. He had 6 interceptions. He forced 5 more incompletions. A bit of a wide range of outcomes player that you'd like to see the variance turn down, because it feels like he could take away the football at any moment. But some of the tackling deficiencies is the last line of defense. Bad angles, sometimes bad form when coming to balance. But not because of fear. I mean, he will come to the line of scrimmage and throw his body around. I just looked at somebody that can handle that third safety role. If you keep his role very one-dimensional and say, hey, you're going to be a deep roaming safety, whether it's in quarters coverage, whether it's taking away half the field as a cloud coverage kind of guy. I looked at Taylor and said he's got the ball skills. He's got the range. He's played over 500 snaps on special teams. He blocked a field goal in 2021. So those are the kinds of guys you can roster and develop, Thor. So listen, I mean, it's a weaker safety class. When you look at the day three guys, it's a lot of the household names, right? You kind of get into the molds of maybe the Jamie Robinson, Christopher Smith of Georgia. But I look at Taylor as a late day three guy that you like the ball skills. You like that he could live on specials and maybe carve out that deep roaming role that is tough to find in today's game, to be honest with you.
I love that you brought up the safety. So I'll go cornerback with mine. It's funny, Connor, like after the draft every year, once you start getting into the summer, you do a job like this, you start getting messages from the NFL agents that are like, hey, do you have the number of this kid or do you have the number of that kid?
Yeah.
Especially for me in Minnesota, you know, because I'm in Minneapolis. And so if there's any, you know, under the radar or, you know, whatever, I guess Falele wasn't under radar. I got multiple messages about him. But last summer, the guy I was getting hit about the most, it was Terrell Smith, the Minnesota.
I love him.
Yeah, the Minnesota corner. And, you know, I was just sitting there thinking, like, this kid, he'd never been great on the field. You know, I think just, you know, in terms of PFF grades, he had graded under 55 flat for 3 straight years prior to that. And so, I'm sort of scratching my head a little bit, like, why have I gotten messages from 3 different agents about Terrell Smith? But obviously the agents knew something because, you know, in the past year, almost no cornerback stock has risen as much as him. First of all, he goes out and just has a fabulous season. Last year, he was great in coverage. He was defending the run. Even they didn't send him many times on the blitz, but he brought heat dang near every single time that they did. 80.9 PFF grade last year. So you talk about the jump from those, you know, a couple of those years, it was under 50, and then just has the enormous breakout. Again, shows the versatility and everything like that. Then he goes into the pre-draft process. He was tracked at over 21 miles per hour on the Zebra system at the Shrine game. I wasn't at the Shrine this year, but he impressed everyone that was there. You consistently heard the chatter about Terrell Smith coming out of there. And then during the pre-draft process, dominates the athletic testing. 78th percentile 40-yard dash, 82nd percentile 10-yard split. And we know how NFL teams love that 10-yard split. 91st percentile arm length, 88th percentile weight. This is a well-built kid who is super long, super athletic, and we now have proof of concept that he can do different things and also that he can excel in coverage. So he is a one-year wonder, yes. but I believe the potential is there. And I could tell you, the NFL agents did too. You know, they thought about this even before he broke out.
Listen, size, speed, and length, right? And when you have that at corner, you are always hoping that that's the guy that puts it together, right? I think that's what it comes down to for Terrell Smith. And you are on it that this year he really did. After he was a bit of a roller coaster player those previous 3 years, he can turn and run with just about anybody. And that's so important at that size, the ability to stay in stride down the field. So his tape was a pleasant surprise, honestly. It really was. When you look at what he was able to do this year, obviously go to the Shrine, and probably end up as a pretty easy top 10 corner pick in this draft class now.
Yeah, I think Terrell Smith is going to go higher than people out there are currently thinking. But you know, again, you've seen the rise. So the chatter picking up, the heat picking up. I think on draft day, you're going to see him go a little bit earlier than was anticipated before. Connor, this was a lot of fun, man. Always good to see you. And that is all the time that we have for today. For Connor Rogers, I am Thor Nystrom. Thank you for being with us. And tune in next week for our draft week special.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.